Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Gino Toretta, not only Heisman Trophy winner, he is a two-time national champion with our Miami Hurricanes. He is enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame, and he has been known to reside in the Heisman House every now and then. I was waiting to see you on Saturday. I didn't see you Saturday in the Heisman House. Gino Toretta joining us. Hello, Gino.
I didn't get any of that that nice little commercial bump in income there at the end of the year. But I guess
you didn't get the Heisman House money this year.
If I wasn't in the commercial, they weren't sending me a check.
Well, usually they do a bunch of versions of it. So sometimes you're in it, sometimes you're not.
It's literally 2 days of from 6 a.m. to 8 o'clock at night. All those commercials are taped in the same 2 days, and it's all the guys descend upon, you know, the Heisman House, and you're knocking it out. There's some long days, but I first got to get on Hawk. How can you have a Mount Rushmore, a Bill Murray
movie? I knew this was coming.
Caddy Shack is not number one. First off, I didn't even know Bill Murray's in any other movies besides Caddyshack. So Caddyshack and Groundhog Day, and then I don't even know if Ghostbusters or whatever. But then the two of you have not even seen Schitt's Creek? Dude.
No.
What'd you say, Gino?
Schitt's Creek, the show on Netflix, Channing. I thought the radio, too. I know I'm not supposed to spell it. Spelled S-C-H-I-T-T.
Right, S-C-H.
I'm telling both of you, and I'm not one of those guys where, oh, this won all these awards and this Academy Award, because we all been to those movies where you're like, this one, what? It is the worst and most god-awful thing I've ever seen. Y'all will just start watching Schitt's Creek, and you will laugh. Five seasons.
It won every Emmy, so it's got to be pretty damn good. I have to explain a little bit on this Bill Murray Mount Rushmore, because I didn't even mention it today. So I tweeted out this morning, in honor of Bill Murray's 70th birthday today, here's the Mount Rushmore of Bill Murray movies. And I did Stripes, Meatballs, Tootsie, and Wild Things. And the response to it, because you retweeted it, and Tommy Hutton, and Dave Hyde, and so now... Rex Chapman liked it, and the moment he likes something, everybody's... So now it's like I'm just being inundated all show long with people calling me an idiot, and here's the secret. I totally goofed up this Mount Rushmore because for some reason in my head, I was conflating Bill Murray's role in Tootsie with Dustin Hoffman's. So Tootsie absolutely does not belong on this Mount Rushmore.
I didn't even know he was in Tootsie.
I know. He's in it for like 3 minutes. It was such a mistake, but whatever. It got the response, but I totally screwed it up. And I'm just letting all these responses come in. But I don't believe he belongs on... I don't believe Caddyshack belongs on the Bill Murray Mount Rushmore because I thought he was like the fifth best thing in that movie. I should have had Stripes, Meatballs, Ghostbusters, and Wild Things. I do believe he's great in Wild Things. And look, I saw, you know, Lost in Translation. Like, he's done a lot of great movies. I screwed up with Tootsie in a big way. And I am telling you, I have been inundated with tweets, and I'm just like, all right, whatever.
You should be. I don't even think I've seen Wild Things. I don't remember that one, but it not should be on any.
Oh my God, is that movie good? That movie is so good.
The best golf movie of the planet ever made.
Caddyshack is on the Mount Rushmore of movies. I'm with you, yes. but that movie is a Chevy Chase movie, then a Ted Knight movie, then a Rodney Dangerfield movie. Like, you know, I didn't even like Bill Murray's character in that movie, to be quite honest.
What?
Yeah, I mean,
come on.
Oh, Mrs. Green. Mrs. Green.
It's not Mrs. Green, it's Mrs. Crane. You wore green, you were trying to hide from me.
Ah, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And Gino, Hawk hates on What About Bob. I love What About Bob.
Hate that movie.
Yeah, that one, even Groundhog Day. You know, it's monotonous, but terrible. You know, you stop and watch it every time it's holiday season. You're always watching it.
Terrible.
Punch all right,
yeah, there you go. I gotta ask about the Hurricanes here before we run out of time, because today is the beginning of Hurricane FSU week, and they're coming off this real good victory over Louisville. What are we gonna say about De'Aaron King, do you think, after this season? Because he looked really good Saturday night. He looked as advertised on Saturday night.
He got better from week one to week two, and you would expect that, you know, only having four spring practices and, you know, basically learning a new language coming from Houston. I think that there's going to be some growing pains. I think that, you know, UAB is obviously you're outmatched. You know, we got the talent level. I think even Louisville was a little bit undersized defensively, and we were able to, you know, just pound the rock. But I've been impressed with what I've seen so far.
And Gino, I was going to ask about the spread, but I have to ask a precursor to this question, and it's going to sound disrespectful, Gino. You know I love you to death. Was the spread invented when you played?
I would say this, Channing. That offense is essentially the formation stuff is the same stuff we're running, whether it was like no tight end, four wide outs, having an open formation, one back in the backfield. There's just one difference. The quarterbacks now, they actually run the option, and they're a viable, you know, ball carrier option. Look at the Patriots doing with Cam Newton and that. When I was playing, or Craig Erickson or Steve Wallace under Erickson's system, we just, you know, we ran the speed option one time, I believe, against Florida State, and I got smoked in the backfield for about a loss of five. So that play was scrapped early. But the concepts of the formations and basically spreading out the defense horizontally was the same stuff we were doing, you know, then. Like last night, Jake, watching the NFL, and I don't get to see a lot of it, but you got Cam Newton, who's the largest human being on the football field, and you got a yard and a half, two to get. Why do you bunch up three tight ends in that formation and not spread the field and say, okay, Cam, you're bigger than everybody on the defense. All we got to do is block a few of them. You can run the last dude over and get in. Why do offensive coordinators do that inside the red zone, inside the 5 yard line? It's crazy.
Gino, if they would have spread out, if they would have had double, they would have extended both sides, that safety would never been there to hit Cam in the knees. We talked about it earlier. If they spread that formation out, Gino, Cam would have scored.
Exactly. You know, that's what I always beg Coach Erickson to do. Let's spread the field. I can run the option. I know I'm good at running the ball. You know, I mean, I have like 32 yards career rushing at Miami.
Hey, so do you like Gino? Do you like what they're doing with De'Aaron? Do you like what they're doing with Brevin? The quick stuff to Brevin. You know, the getting Gino. I was surprised at all the running backs in routes. How they're getting the running backs out of the backfield. They were damn near running empty out of the backfield. Do you like what Lashley's doing with this offense?
I do. It looks very good, especially when you're converting and moving the ball. You know, it's one thing to go fast, but if you're going fast and not getting first downs, you're going to be quickly going to the field, back to the bench. And, you know, I don't like it then, but it looked good. You know, Jordan and Mallory, I mean, you know, two big targets. I thought we had some balls that should have been caught, you know, and then I've been impressed with the running backs. I mean, homeboys can flat out fly out of the backfield. I don't know, the kid from Berlin, God, he ran a go route down the left sideline. He doesn't know where he's going, but damn, he's getting there fast when he was running that go route.
I had to coach against him in high school. I know exactly what you're talking about. The dude is a monster.
Gino Toretta is with us, Heisman Trophy winner. So it's Canes FSU week, which will be Saturday. Obviously, no problem for anybody getting up for this game. College game day is going to be here. Canes are a 9 or a 9.5 point favorite. But this is still a fun week, no, Gino?
Heck yeah, there's no school. Isn't that what Randall Hill used to say? There's no school. You don't have to go to classes this week. Oh, wait. They don't even have classes, do they? With all this Zoom stuff?
I know. It's like everything is so off kilter. But, yeah, no, Miami FSU week, really, to be quite honest, on campus, when campus was thriving and bustling and whatnot, was so special. And then if you'd actually have, you know, college game day on campus, which they're not going to be.
On campus?
Yeah, exactly.
You step foot on campus during the week. But
now you have to do it in your room.
It's going to be crazy on Saturdays, though, on Saturday, just with the, you know, no students at the game, you know, the limited capacity. You know, obviously, you try to, you know, as a player, you know what the game means, but you know, it's going to be it's definitely going to be different. I mean, I got to tell you, I broadcast the Florida State their first game against Georgia Tech, and it was just eerie at the game. It was like a spring game. You know what I mean? It was like a spring game, and nobody even showed up to that. So I think it's going to be more difficult for players to actually get up, because a lot of times you know, especially the defensive guys, man, that adrenaline starts flowing with the fans and that sort of stuff, and you're not going to have that at any of these games this season. But it's a big deal. I mean, always. I mean, I think that you know, we look good. We look a hell of a lot better than they do. At least from their performance against Georgia Tech. And, you know, we'll see if they can keep getting better, because if you're not getting better, you're getting passed up and getting worse.
And, Gino, we talked during the COVID stuff. We talked when sports was canceled. And we were talking about, like, what's football going to look like? You know, I expect more missed tackles. I expected, you know, the offensive timing to be off, maybe a more simpler approach on both sides of the ball. To be honest, Gino, I'm watching the football I've played and watched my whole life. Do you feel the same way about the restart of sports and what you're seeing on the football field?
I do, but I think you're still seeing, Channing, you're seeing enough, like, special teams mistakes. You're seeing injuries, I think, are definitely, whether it's college or pro, I think that is for sure a result of not – you can't emulate game type, you know, speed and action in practice. It doesn't matter how hard you practice. And, you know, I think we're going to see that. I think you're going to continue to see that until, you know, they're probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 games in for both college and pros. I think you're also seeing maybe coaches maybe not as sharp as they were a season ago when they had all that preparation time. And, you know, I think that's showing a little bit too on game days.
Gino, you just talking about Dan Quinn. Gino, you're talking about Dan Quinn with Atlanta. We all know. How the hell can you come? Can you lose that game, bro? Come on.
Actually, I was. It was more of at the Georgia Tech Florida State game. I mean, Florida State, Blackman's a good quarterback. I mean, the kid can throw it. He can run. Great athlete. Now, Norvell puts in their backup quarterback to run like quarterback design running plays, and this dude's fast. He's like 4.2, 4.1 speed, it looked like. But I'm like, if that guy's on your sideline, why don't you line him up at tailback? Use him at scat back. Why would you take out Blackman? It's not like you're taking out Gino Toretta, a pocket passer, to put in this guy that's going to run a 4.1 in Wildcat. Like, stuff like that, to me, it's like, you know, just kind of head-scratching moments. And like you said with Quinn, you see a lot of that, because I don't think that they're, you know what I mean? They haven't gone through enough of these reps where, you know what? All right, this is probably a bad decision, so I'm not going to make that one.
Yeah, Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. What'd you think of the new turnover chain? Entire state of Florida, baby.
I thought it was nice. I did like it. I was wondering, like, who has done all the ink on Borregales? holy crap, between our punter and our kicker. Homeboy's right? got more tattoos on, you know, and all I could think about, man, when I was in college, if I had a spare $20, it wasn't going for a tattoo. It was going, you know, to go out or something. I don't know. Those things are expensive, aren't they, Hawk?
Different. You're asking me? Different.
Oh,
different
Gino,
times,
tatted up. He got thug life across his chest.
Didn't Ohio State get put on probation because Pryor was all tatted up and he was getting them free? I mean, yep. That was my first thought.
Did you have to pay for your tattoos, Crowder? Statute of limitations is over.
So, Gino, the defense of the Hurricanes on Saturday night, we just
can never
can
slip
away. Can I say
your comment? Sponsored by Club Risque of 75.
Yes, but don't eat the potato salad. That's the rule in Club Risque.
Oh my God! Their billboard budget was unheard of back in the day. couldn't drive anywhere in North Florida. They were all over the place. Gino Toretta. So what? Again, we're out of time. But you saw FSU that first week. I mean, they don't scare you. I mean, rivalry game. Obviously, you always get up for that. But man, they just, I don't know. They lost a game they shouldn't have lost.
I would say this. They need to be a lot more focused. They do have talent. There's no question okay. They have talent all over the field. And I think that, you get it all going in the right direction. I think, yeah, they have the talent to beat any team in the country. I think that they do have that. It's just, they got to get it all working together. But to Channing was going to say something about our defense. I was very impressed with our defense against Louisville. At the tackles they're making, especially secondary guys coming up holding and stuff and support. I'm like, okay, you need that stuff. When guys break outside and you're like one-on-one, it seemed like our guys were ready. I did like seeing that on from the defensive side of the ball.
All right, Gino Toretta and Ed Reed look good on that sideline too, Crowder.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He looked good on that sideline. That's all I'm telling
his
you.
His little hoodie on, talking to the referees. You like that, don't you?
Yeah, I love that.
With no mask, the kids get put on probation if they don't have their mask on the sideline. They'll show Ed Reed on the sideline for like
his beard. Virus can't get through that beard. Virus can't get through the beard.
Ed Reed licked a kid's face, I think. And they didn't
say
nothing.
He did not. How dare you? Listen, when you walk on the floor of the tavern in the Grove, you build up an immunity. And there's very...
I want to know if Bill Belichick and Ed Reed cut their hoodies with the same scissors. It just seems like we could cut they could cut a straight line on their sleeves when they're trying to show off their guns. You know what I mean?
How about the way Belichick was wearing his mask last night? He was wearing it like the Lone Ranger at one point. It was over his eyes.
Hey, did you see Andy Reid's? Andy Reid ain't messing around. Yeah. He's got the full PPE shield on.
Yeah, he looks like a welder. I think he's going welding after the game.
It was fogging up in week one, so he had to put some anti-mask or anti-fogging spray on his goggles.
Yeah, no fog this week. He had no fog. All right. Gino Toretta, Heisman Trophy winner. Thanks, Gino.
See you guys.
UMFSU week is always fun.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.